Hey everyone, welcome to another week of the A to Z Work Podcast. You're probably sick of hearing that by now. My name's Zeke. Welcome along to week 9. I believe it's week 9. And today I have got two people with me. Yeah, I've been trying to mix things up recently. So I've got two guys with me, good friends, Ping Mao and Wayne Shen. Welcome, guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting us onto the podcast.
You've been trying to get onto the podcast for a while, haven't you, Ping?
Oh, yeah. I was very keen. And then whatever season on our holidays. Yeah. And it's all part of God's plan. So now... Oh,
why do you say that?
Because now that I've traveled Singapore, Malaysia and China, I feel like I can see work and rest in a different light.
Oh, thanks, Ping, for bringing that up. I haven't even brought the topic up yet.
Yes.
Can I just tell everyone, before we started this podcast, Ping was like, hey, man, I've been listening to these podcasts and everyone's been, linking it back to the big idea and the topic. That's not me. And then, wait a second, before I've even started, you've already gone straight into, I was in Singapore and blah, 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 and working.
Yeah. Oh, I can talk about my holiday too.
That's it. We just need to get that done and then we're done.
That's pretty much it. That's our 40 minutes. But for those who are just joining us and following along, we've just had our sermon on rest. We're going to have our sermon on money next week. So we're going to do two of them and it's going to be a two-parter this week. I thought I'd get both these guys into it and have a think about those topics. What were you pointing
to
yourself?
We have said my name already, correct?
I've said your name
That's
already.
True.
You didn't
want to be a random guy calling out in the background. We have said my name too. I was like, guess there's another guy around.
Good chemistry, guys. We've been gone for how long?
Sorry, yeah, we've been around. We were chatting a bit before this, so.
It's fine. Anyway, Ping, tell us about your holiday. Work and rest. Why have you been thinking about this topic?
Well, first of all, been wanting to be on the podcast for the last month or so, and I just think because I haven't traveled for so long, haven't traveled as a family. It was first time the family traveled overseas, and you just forget how hard people work overseas.
Interesting.
And then particularly like you go to like a country like Singapore, and a lot of times I see like 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds working.
True.
And that was very humbling for me. Whereas, in Australia, I'm thinking about, always talking about, oh man, I've got to retire like really soon. Or, the weekend is too short. But in those countries, they work every day. So yeah, it was humbling. And to do with my wife and the three kids, especially. So yeah, we had a good time, ate a lot of food, did a lot of walking. So now we come back to Australia with sunny blue skies and then straight into church.
And a 5-day working week instead of a 6-7-day working week for a 70 or 80 year old.
Yeah.
So when you said it was humbling, what did you think? Like, what did that make you actually feel or think? Yeah, what was it?
Well, part of your mind, because I know next week you said you're talking about money.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So part of my thought process was you naturally think, well, these guys must work because they have to. They have no choice. And then I think in Asia, people talk about money a lot freer than we do.
Yeah.
Like I was in a taxi and I was in there for like 1 minute and that guy's like, oh, where are you from? I'm from Australia. And he's like, oh, how much do you earn? I'm like,
straight in
there. Yeah, straight in there. So, but we can get into a bit later on, but I know.
That's okay.
We can have some lighthearted discussion.
How much do you earn? Could we have?
I'm curious to know, he went straight into that question. How much do you earn? And they all talk about it there. So yeah, linking back to those aunties and uncles that are working in I presume hawker centers or whatever. So you're saying that it's not necessarily about how much you earn, or we think that they are doing it so that they can continue living, but you don't think that's the case?
Well, not that I've reflected on this a little bit more, and I think work to some people has a certain value attached to it,
right,
and a certain identity.
Sure.
So it's almost like, well, if I don't work, I have no value. I don't know if it's true or not, but I think sometimes for me, that's just how I think about, the worst thing that can happen is if you wake up in the morning and you don't know what to do with yourself.
Right.
Like, so I think sometimes have some sort of routine where you go to work. It's not really about how much you earn. It's also about just having a status as a worker. It means quite a lot, especially you go to those countries where a lot of people, a lot of workers are, migrant workers.
Sure.
Is that how you call it? Like,
yeah,
a lot of workers are from nearby countries. They're not locals.
So you see
them, they're coming from Malaysia and Sri Lanka and all these other countries. And you just think, wow, you know, these guys sacrifice everything to work here.
Mm.
And it's different to our way of thinking. Yeah.
So for them, it's there's much more to it than just earning money, is what you're saying.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, that could be the case here too.
Yeah.
But certainly, without thinking about it too hard.
Yeah. Well, I think it feeds into the pattern of we're talking about rest, and when you see like those migrant workers, you know, like for example, I know very commonly in Singapore, like Hong Kong, they have migrant workers there. Those guys work really, really hard. And you think, when do they actually take breaks? Because the sort of like jobs that they do are more like labor jobs. Or like, you know, for example, it'd be like a maid, or they might be like laborers, like out in the sun, that sort of stuff. And those guys are working like, 6-7 days. And you think, what would they think about rest? Would they actually be okay with their situation? Is it just for the money? Do they want to take a break but they can't because they have to live? Or is it... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, how did you find the break, Ping? Did you feel rested during that time?
Oh, yes and no. So, yes in a sense that we were away for 3 weeks.
Sure.
No, in a sense that the kids definitely was a challenge. I can get into the full logistics of the holiday if you guys want to. But it was basically 17 days.
Mm.
6 days we were in and out of airports.
Sure. Mm.
And then for the rest of it, I think 80% of it was family time.
Yeah.
And then we did get sick during the trip, as you expect to get sick. I don't know if you had experience.
It's a rite of passage from everyone. Whenever I hear people traveling with their families with kids, it's always a rite of passage. Feel like they have to end. Someone has to come back sick, otherwise it's not a. It wasn't a family trip.
Yeah, well, we as a family had gastro before we left. So we had the worst of it.
Oh man!
So when we were away and we got sick, we're like, oh, this is bad, but not as bad as gastro.
Yeah, so a lot of time in the airport, being a bit sick. I guess just juggling logistics, say, moving people across countries.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's a good thing we talk about rest, because originally when we booked the holiday, you imagine your holiday to be really restful.
Yeah.
But then the reality never is as quite as restful as you would like it to be.
Mm.
And, you know, sometimes I know people say, oh, they need a holiday. From the holiday. And yeah, that is certainly true. But then also, what kind of things should we be doing to make sure we get proper rest?
What was the point of the holiday if you need another holiday? Could we have taken the holiday differently? I don't know. It feels like sometimes we take those times off to fulfill other obligations, doesn't it? And it's not really a recharge, but there is in a way. Because I've just come back from a holiday, which was super hectic. Like, as in, we were all cooped up, and I put this in inverted commas, cooped up in a farm stay place. So it's just one house, four families, all young kids running around wildly, making a lot of noise. I was really tired from it, but I also had the best time because I had time to sit outside on the grass. So I really enjoyed that, even though it was super hectic. And actually right now I'm on holiday right now, and I have deliberately told myself that Matt was talking about different types of rest, like mental rest or physical rest, and you've got different types. And I was like, okay, is this a mental or physical rest week for me? And I think it's a mental. So I'm going to make sure I actually just veg out mentally.
Mm.
It's only day one, so I don't know. I guess it's going okay for me. Mm. Yeah.
They also say that for when you're traveling, this was another tip that someone's passed on to me, that let's just say you are traveling overseas. They're saying as part of your itinerary, it's important to also actually set days to do nothing. Depends on what kind of traveler you are.
Yeah.
You know, there are people out there, and I'm one of them who would, I pack every day. I expect to come back from the trip more tired than I actually originally was before going on the trip.
Why do you do that?
Because I guess it's my intentions.
Are you a maximizer? Right? You need to maximize I'm a time where you are.
Big, big maximalist, right? Because I think it's just the Asian in me. It's just a big value for money. Yeah. Just like if I'm going to spend money, I want to just make sure I'm, you know,
trying to... You're in Japan. You're doing all the Japan things. Make sure
if I'm anywhere, yeah, pretty much. If I spent money on the ticket, I was like, oh, just got to make the best use of my time. Mm. But I personally have primed myself. And that's my intention when I am traveling to actually see as many things as I can. Mm. And I would say one of my goals behind that, you know, is just to, I guess, coming back. It depends on what you're intending to do when you're... what your goals are when you're traveling. Mm. But I think one of my big ones is like, I like coming back knowing that I made certain memories or you know, experiences there too.
Mm. What do you think about that, Ping? How's your travel style or
that's awesome.
How do you take rest on holidays or, you know, how do you take your holidays? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have goals? Were there goals? Well,
Ezekiel, you all know from experience traveling with a child or as a family.
Yeah.
We have really low expectations.
Yes.
So if we wake up and then we just normally plan to do one thing.
Yeah.
And then, because immediately, if you just do one thing, you come home, the kids got a nap somewhere.
Sure. Yep.
So that's the part of the logistical challenges. But I'm not going to lie. Like, I really don't like walking. So I'm not the type to do like 50,000 steps in Japan or wherever it is that we could be going to. But I'm more of a, I do like, when I go overseas, I do like to experience certain things, but maybe not as, like have a packed schedule like Wang would. Just have the fact that we now travel with three kids, we just travel super low expectation. And I'm quite happy just to hang out with the kids, and if no one's fighting, we stay in a hotel. That's okay too. That's okay too.
So reflecting on your holiday, would you say that you had a good holiday or a restful holiday?
Yeah. Is actually what I was thinking of.
I think so. If you talk to my wife Beck, it's one of the things that we struggled to do as a family in the last 5 years. Mm. Like, we don't spend a lot of time together as a family unit.
Sure.
Yeah, unlike a lot of other people that might have the chance, we, for whatever reason, whenever we travel, we always have either her family or my family with us.
Yep.
So we don't have a lot of holidays where we just travel by ourselves. Even on this holiday, I think we only had 3 days to ourselves. The rest of the time, it was with her family in Malaysia or my family in China. Yeah, so we had a little bit of time, so not a lot of time, but was it restful? It's good to see family that I haven't seen for eight years. Yeah, it was good to see family I haven't seen for 8 years.
Yeah, yeah,
I missed, like, we missed out on a lot of things. Yeah. Like, you know, I'll tell you a funny story. Like, I got to Shanghai and I wasn't expecting. I just haven't. No expectations.
Mm.
And I had like four aunties that came up to me and they said, oh, you know, we haven't seen you since your children have been born. You know, they gave us red packets. And next thing you know, I have 12 red packets. Mm. And it just made me appreciate, well, we've missed a lot of life things that we don't even think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for a lot of them, they were like, well, we haven't seen your kids. Mm. And now you come back with three. So like, oh, this is...
Yeah, I think you touched on a point pretty much that what rest looks like changes from season to season of life. Like no matter what stage of life you're in, it's going to look different. Or even if you're in a certain stage, it could be different jobs or different life circumstances. And how you do it, whether it's an hour a week or whether you have to take big chunks of holidays, it's going to look different all the time. Because if you go back to you know, when you were in uni, or now that you're working, or now that you have kids, it's different all the time. And like you said, it's relative. You have little kids, simple win is a win. Whereas right now, Wayne, no kids, you know, you and JC, you know, you've got so much that you can do to maximize a holiday. Whereas we don't have that luxury anymore. And maybe that's,
Do you feel rested, Wayne? Like,
well, that's, I was thinking about that just then, and how we've touched upon this. There's physical rest, but there's also, let's say, there's mental rest. I can't think of a third one. I'm sure there's more, but it comes in different forms the point of that. So, you know, if we're going to use the analogy of how I travel, I would say that I may not be physically rested, and I could, definitely not in this current phase, but I definitely say that there's a level of mental rest whilst just disconnecting from, let's say, what my day-to-day and
the realities at home.
The realities at home, you know, whether it is mostly whether it's work, you know, whether family dynamics with whether not, you know, not my wife. I mean, my, let's say, in-laws.
I mean, you do have a wife, right?
Yeah. But you know, I'm traveling with my wife in this case. I'm not taking a break and saying I need to leave. But there's definitely definitely some sort of mental rest there, you know, in being able to just, be in a different context, be in a different environment, and to just, and it doesn't have to be overseas too, but, you know, just disconnecting from your, you know, whatever's on usually on your mind, the trip that's taking there, and then having capacity to just, be still, just kind of chill out, and
you're being present and content. Because you're, even if you're flexing your brain to try and plan holiday or whatever, sometimes overseas, it's not your job back home.
Yeah,
it's not whatever the duties are back home, so it is different.
Yeah,
but I think there is a level where you can get to where it becomes too stressful and it's not worth it, which is what you were touching on before, that you've built in rest days on your holiday to do less. I think it's a good lesson to learn that you got to plan for days to have off or only one activity or something, even with kids, right? Like,
I was going to say, that's not even, that technically could be transferable to even our day-to-days or like, kind of like almost like, you know, not, doesn't have to be a travel thing too. Could also, it's important to just have, you know,
break
moments in our general lives, right?
That's true. How would you say you guys are going during your week? Do you know how to take your breaks?
I really liked yesterday's sermon when Pastor Matt said, a rest day is not an opportunity for you to do the things that...
Yeah, to catch up on.
Yes.
So often Saturday is like a, you know, a day for us to rest. And yet we're just like, oh, yes, this is the time for us to do laundry. Tidy the house or do something that realistically it's not that urgent at the time. But we just feel like maybe it's the perfectionist in us that we just want to get it done and it takes it off our list. So... yeah, so I think, me and Beck had to talk about that, all the things that we really don't need to do, nice to do, we can delay it. So we haven't had a chance to really put that into practice, but I think, because there's so much life admin you have to do. You have to, because we're connected to so many things, we have to like do things for school, do things for work, with friends, Facebook messages, people replying to events. There's just a lot of life admin in general that you just have to get to. And learning to disconnect and just go, hey, look, we're just going to rest and focus on resting and be intentional about it, which is, it's nice. Because sometimes we, as a family, we'll go out, let's say, you know, go for a walk to the park or South Bank. But you're still not disconnected. Like you still find yourself replying to messages. You're still, you're doing something good, but in a way you're not recharging yourself as much as you should be. So yeah, that's something I think we all need to get, have a think about and do that. Especially if you, if you go out with a family, you don't want to be distracted, if you like, and then you're not giving your best to the family, and then it's rather, I think they pick up on it, and then later on you're like, oh, the kids are, yeah, the kids just soak everything in, so they'll be like, oh, daddy, why you know, why you're playing messages, daddy, why, and you know.
There was a list that Matt put up about symptoms of how you're not resting or something. Yeah, and it included things like, you know, if you're frequently sick because of a lowered immunity system, that sort of stuff. Anyway, I think there must have been about 10 or 15 things there. I would confidently say I hit 14 out of 15 on that list in the last 6 months.
I think being short-tempered was one of them.
Yeah, irritable.
Irritable was one of them.
That was definitely me. The last
being sick is definitely on the list. Yeah.
I don't know. There's a whole list, and I just hit all of them, and I was like, "Holy moly! Did I just not rest the last 6 months?" Because for me, it was a new phase of life, and I felt like I was just trying to keep up. But maybe, I thought it was just stress. I didn't think it was a not rest. So that's made me really rethink what rest actually looks like.
You think you're a workaholic?
I didn't think so, but I felt like I was resting. Like people kept asking me, "Hey, are you resting?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm taking time off." But I think mentally I couldn't switch off because I was trying to get ahead or adjust. And I told myself, I know this is a stressful period because that's just what it is, and I just have to get through it. And one day it'll chill out.
Yeah, and you might, maybe I don't want to psychoanalyze you too much, but you know, maybe like you get yourself so overworked that becomes your normal. You know, when you're doing it so often that you think that's just normal when it...
How else could you?
Yeah, and well, you don't know what else you could scale back to sometimes.
Because I was pushing myself. I was like, I'm trying to adjust and see what the right amount is.
Yes.
So I kept getting sick. Obviously, it was too much. But the first thought I had when... I can't remember what the thought was when you said before, Ping. My first thought was so that I feel...
A sense of accomplishment?
Well, that thing that will stress me out on Monday has been done, and I can just get rid of it.
To so clear that, out things.
Yeah, clear futures, it out. For so future Zeke. For future Zeke.
Yes.
Present Zeke, like sacrificing now for future Zeke.
Yes.
And then I can take, because if I just go, I am going to go out for a walk and hang out with the family, but my mind's still on what's coming up next week, I'll just have a bad weekend anyway. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's totally me. Because when Ping mentioned that point before too, I was sitting next to JC, and she just giggled and pointed at me. I was like, that's so you. Like, I think whenever I have free time, or let's say I've got a Saturday off, let's say, well, you know, with nothing to do, I'm almost immediately then on my computer, then trying to research. Or like, no, I look to my whiteboard where I've got a backlog of items to do that I've listed out that need to be problems for future Wayne that need to be solved. And I'll immediately go to my computer and start researching. How do I fix this? What are my next steps for, you know, let's say my internet plans, or, you know, do I need to reset my mobile plan? Something like that. Just a plan for future Wayne. So I've got a plan in place when, you know, in case, when for future Wayne, when the problems come. And I think that's probably one of my personal, areas I struggle with. I think I also struggle with being still or doing nothing. I think I'm definitely like a big, I feel like even when I have free time, I like to, my brain immediately goes to, all right, what can I do with my free time that needs to be done? What's something that needed to be done that should be done to help future Wayne?
But maybe you like that though.
Yeah, and sometimes it's...
Because if you like that and it is, like, is it actually restless, doesn't stress you out, then I don't see the issue with it.
Yeah, it's a really, it's a weird fine line or gray area. Hey, I guess sometimes it's relaxing, or then sometimes it might be like it's a rabbit hole and it just starts, you know, and just goes down to a big rabbit hole of, you know, a lot of thinking, overthinking, and, you know, it just takes up my time.
Yeah,
it becomes a bigger job than needs to be.
Yeah, I don't know. So
that's an interesting one, to be honest. I think something I still struggle with. I don't necessarily think it's wrong sometimes, but there are definitely times where I think it's sometimes. Yeah, I've just made myself over busy.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever sit still and do nothing. I have to learn, or else I'll be bored. Like in my quiet time.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, not quiet time. Am I like, off time? I need to be doing something. And I still feel rested from that. Yeah. I don't know. What do you like?
Yeah.
What do you like, Ping?
Well, I was service leading yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think I shared about one of my things to do to rest is I go on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And yeah, because you learn stuff and you get to just... Yeah,
so I love YouTube because I feel like part of me thinking, well, all the things that no one taught me and now I can just watch YouTube. If I want to learn how to cook a scrambled egg, just go on YouTube. You can just do it on YouTube. And then the wonderful thing about coming back from overseas is all my YouTube videos now is about people that have quit their jobs and moved to Malaysia and Singapore. It's quite funny, actually. All these people that have really busy 100-hour jobs, they're saying, no, we don't want to live the American corporate life, and they've just moved back.
Going back to Singapore.
Or where Malaysia, Singapore,
isn't
Vietnam.
Life's still crazy. And
well, these are the people who moved to like go back to their original culture, or maybe they're just doing even more crazy hours in America.
Right, right.
Or wherever that may be. So yeah, it's just all these videos, people saying, you don't have to work 9-to-5 jobs and feel stressed. You can actually... So it's funny, like YouTube is teaching me so many things and you can see my future before I even can see it for myself. Yeah. So the problem, I think, yeah, for me is when you watch YouTube, you can spend a lot of time on there.
Yeah.
Yes. And then,
yeah, I feel rested mentally because I feel like, oh, I'm not as anxious as before.
Mm.
And yet there is always that opportunity cost of, well, I just spent 2 hours on YouTube.
Sure.
There's all these other things that I can't do. So, I mean, there's, you balance it off with watching helpful content, maybe a Christian sermon or like some wisdom, Bible project channels that you subscribe to. But yeah, certainly I think for me, it's not about, like I know Wang, you were talking about how like you spend time and doing certain things, whereas like, you know, if you research, I'm not a big researcher. Mm. I'm more of a, I like to have some unknown in my life.
Oh yeah.
Like, so before we went away, I just said, you know what? I'm not even going to research because it would be so boring if I got there and everything is part of itinerary. I'm just like, no, I want to experience this as if I'm learning something new and it's exciting. Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah, I didn't want to be like, oh, this is my Excel spreadsheet and
yep,
I'm just
yep.
following the Excel spreadsheet. I thought, you know, I want
to... I agree.
Do something. Even if it means I fall into a tourist trap, I'm just like, yeah, it's worth it.
Because you're getting lost in the city. Like you're discovering it while you're there. Yeah,
oh, there's certain like disadvantages to that. Sometimes you're like...
I could not travel with either of you two. Definitely
not. But that's the restful for Pink. That's the mental that's load true. Is not there.
Yeah. It's nice when you... Yeah, for me anyway, it's nice when you... discover something new, like, oh wow, that was, you know, you're really satisfied.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to you've researched like hours and hours and you're like, yep, that's exactly where we're going.
You must hit these top rated restaurants as opposed to, hey, look at, I'm hungry, walk around the street. I didn't mind that place. It was pretty good.
Yeah. No, I had to discover things, but it's all about how much time you spend.
Yeah.
And willing to, it's opportunity thing as well. So.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Still learning how to rest. I'm clearly not very good at it. Mm. Yeah, I feel like I just have to take my days slower, or some things I have to admit that I just can't do, because I think I was trying to do a lot of things. Like if I got a message in, like someone needs me for something, I'll want to do it, or it'll be on my mind, I need to do that in the next 5 days or something. Whereas now I've told myself, I just got no energy to do that. It'll get done someday.
I can't imagine what it's like to be a pastor or be an MTSer.
Yeah.
Because everything you do, you kind of feel like, oh, this is all important stuff.
Yeah.
Like what's not important? Like if somebody come to you with a pastoral issue or the like something like a church event, you always feel like, oh yeah, I just, you know, this is important, you know, we're about saving souls here, right? So it's like,
yeah,
you always feel that. Then also sometime, I think yesterday in the sermon, Matt talked about resting is a sign of trusting in the Lord.
Yes, yes.
And resting bring glory to God.
Because
you know, those guys, they're obedient, they trust the Lord, and it's a sign that they don't want to do everything by their own power.
Mm.
So yeah, there's definitely a a balance to that. And I don't know. I mean, it must be hard because I know some people just have to work Sundays, right?
Yeah.
Or some people just have to work. Because I recognize sometimes some people just have to work to survive.
Yes.
Even then. Yeah, that's probably one of the thoughts I had overseas was like, well, as Christians, we tell people to rest. But what if I'm in a situation where I'm not able to, like, I just have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to. You just have to. You're not, I'm not in that
position or liberty to not work. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So you have to just, it's a lot to think about.
Yeah, I think we are very lucky, for most of us, that we get the freedom of choice and not have to the same way that other people do. I mean, because no matter what happens, even our welfare system here is so good. Like, you've got to, that's the backup option, and it's still there. Safety net, that's what they call it. But yeah, if you have to, I think you've just got to accept that as well, and it's okay. I just feel like we're too hard on ourselves for so many things. And the less hard we are on ourselves, I think it's more like, it's like letting go, right? It's just like the same thing as the pastor thing that you were talking about. You just got to trust that God is in control of everything. The world keeps turning with or without our efforts. And we're doing our best. Well, hopefully we're doing our best, but yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's what I was... coming back to one of the earlier points when Ping was talking about his travels in overseas recently and just seeing how hard people work overseas, that also struck a chord back when one of my, I guess, learnings like I had in recent years from my other travels where, we were classic Australians. I did go to Bali, and I think one of my key takeaways coming back from there was just seeing how much of a shock it was for how hard people work out there just to get by in a sense. And it got to a point where I almost felt ironic that we were there on the holiday resting and then
people
were out there serving us. And then, you know, we'd make small talk with them, like what Ping was saying, you know, they say hi to us, and they'll get to know us. And I think one of the conversations that I remember having was, I was like, you know, tell me about yourself. Do you have a family? Do you have kids? And he goes, yes. And I was like, oh, you know. And then I talked about, you know, are you from Bali? Did you grow up here? And he goes, yes. And I said, and just like we started talking about travel for a bit because he was asking why we were here. And then we kind of asked him, we said, have you ever left? Have you gone traveling?
Sure.
And he's just simply just said, no.
Mm.
And we kind of came to learn about him that that's kind of just what his life has been like.
Yeah.
You know, it's just been working 7 days a week, every day. I don't know when he takes breaks or rest. I think coming back from that trip, I was just, reflecting upon just how we work here and how sometimes it feels like we're in the rat race, right? Like we're trying to compete against each other and work, you know, work harder than the person next to you at your job. And it kind of just made me go like, man, there are people, you know, it's all relative, and we work so hard when, you know, what for, you know, in a sense, and like, do we really need to work this hard? And how much of a privilege it is to just also rest, like for us to be in a position in Australia where we have these kinds of things where, you know, like safety nets or, even just our general living costs, yes, they are getting higher, but I think there is a level of, I don't want to get too preachy, but like, you know, we're really privileged and blessed by God to be in the positions we are in, and I think even acknowledging that should also, I guess, help us take a step back and be able to actually, rest, acknowledge that it's okay for us to rest and that it's actually a blessing to be able to do that.
Yeah. No, 100% agree. 100% agree. That's it's all perspective. And even for those guys who are working over there, I'm sure they have challenges with resting as well, not just because they work 7 days, but, you know, taking their own forms of rest. It's interesting topic. Anyway, guys, we've talked a lot already about rest without even realizing it. That just really flew by, and I had a whole bunch of questions. I don't think we got to any of them, actually.
Oh, it's been 40 minutes already.
Yeah, man, that's it. So that was cool. Really enjoyed that. And as you can tell, listeners, that we are just trying to figure it out. I think that's probably my conclusion listening to us three talk just now. We're trying to figure it out for ourselves, and it's been a real challenging topic. How do we rest best? What does that actually mean for each person? I don't know. We're trying to figure it out. To round out this episode, guys, I want you to share one learning you have taken away about rest for yourself. Ping, you can go first.
So it's what we talked about before, is that be intentional with your rest. And when you rest, it's not an excuse for you to catch up or all the other things that you just couldn't finish. So find true rest and meditate. If you like, I think I just need to spend some time to meditate and calm, slow down my brain and just really be able to hear the voice, to hear God's voice for me. I think just be really quiet, be really still, and don't use my rest time as a opportunity to do life admin.
Yeah. How are you gonna find that quiet place, time to do that? Do you have a location in mind or a time in mind?
Oh, I'm quite good at I definitely don't make excuses that I don't have time, because my kids go to bed at 7. So Beck always tells me that between 7 to 9 every night, it's time for me to not waste the precious time that I have. So I think it's a challenge to find time to rest and to reflect.
7 to 9. That's your window.
7 to 9 window. I don't go to a life group during the week, and I don't have a lot of meetings during the week. So yeah, I think the challenge is to be intentional and find a time and rest. And if I can do that with my spouse, then yeah, even better.
Yeah, man, that's cool. Really cool share. Wayne?
Well, that was a good one from Pam. I'm not sure if I can top that.
Don't need to top it, man.
You can do it 2 nights a week.
But I did think of a similar point, but maybe with a different take on it. As I was sharing earlier, I think I also do struggle to to do something truly restful or be actually restful when I do have free time. Similar to the notion, as Matt said on Sunday about resting isn't time to catch up on things. I think personally, I am a bit of a worrier. That's commonly where I'm wired to go. When I have time, if I have time, I will worry about things that I can catch up on. But I think converse to that, when these times come again in the future, I guess seeing rest as trusting that God is in control and that he is and he will watch over us and will, and so as a sign of, I guess, us as citizens of Christ to actually have true godly rest and to try and pray for the Holy Spirit to work in myself, learn how to actually do that in the way that God wants me to actually do it right.
Hope that works out for you. Trusting God, that's always a tough one, isn't it? So
definitely
not being a warrior. I think for myself, I find it quite difficult. I think I obviously suck at resting. That's why I got sick so much. Maybe it's something to do with admitting that I just can't get round to everything, or being more conscious of my mental load or burden. Because I think even though I don't action specific things, I'm still mentally thinking about it or keeping it somewhere there. So maybe I have to take steps to actually turn things off so that it doesn't come in, so that I don't actually get, it doesn't get onto my mental plate. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm still thinking, figuring it out. So I have to think about this some more. Maybe it's just reading the cues a bit more, and once those things happen, accepting that I need to think about this some more. I'm not sure. I'm not very good at it. Anyway, point is, two guests gave great applications. I am figuring it out.
Well, works in progress.
Works in progress.
Wait, more questions and answers.
More questions. Yeah, that's the way it is. The actual podcast name should have been Works in Progress. But that's okay. Let's wrap it up there, guys. Thanks for your time this week. Really appreciated it. Really appreciate it. Not appreciated it. Man, my finished. Words are
that
not
works
there.
Too, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It went by too fast.
It went by too fast. Hey, man, nice. Come back for a part two.
We will.
Actually, you know what I just realized, guys? We haven't even done our intros.
That's what I was saying at the start. That's what I was saying. I was just a guy talking.
Oh, true.
So
I didn't
actually say hi yet.
I just said ping and Wim. I didn't say who you guys were. So no. Maybe we should do...
We're doing the next one.
We're doing the part two when we come back.
We'll quickly do it now so that... And I'll just cut it and put it at the front.
Yeah.
And then that way...
That's what I was
that's just how we'll start.
Awkward at the start. I was like...
Oh, my bad.
Hi.
Okay.
That's okay.
But all right, we'll give it...
So I was like, I guess so.
Okay, and... All right, Wayne, Ping, tell us who you actually are. Give us a 2-minute spiel of who the man Ping is, who the man Wayne is. What did you do during the week?
Well, thanks for the invitation onto the podcast.
Oh, no, sorry. You didn't have to fake that this is the start of it, because by the time they get to it, they'll... Oh, no, wait. Okay. It's going to go cut to the front. Ah, whatever. Just...
Oh,
just,
yeah. Well, my name is Ping, and I have a wife, yes. Rebecca, and we have 3 kids. And we've been going to CPE for maybe 12, 13 years. We've been around.
Right. Yep.
And during the week, I'm a civil engineer.
Mm.
So I generally used to build things, but now I look after maintenance of a lot of roads.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I work down the Gold Coast. People always ask me, how's the drive onto the Gold Coast? It's really, really bad. That's what I do during the week, and the 3 kids keep me very busy. So
can I just share this one story about Ping? Is that because he's in charge of all the Gold Coast highways and motorways down there? This one time, you were driving us down to Coolangatta Airport, and there was this one section of the road that's really bumpy because they just hadn't repaired it forever. And I remember we were bumping along, and Ping was in the driver's seat, and you just said, I apologize for this road. Like it was somehow your responsibility. Yes. But
it was a really bad road.
I think they fixed it now. Yeah, or at least it's all roadblocks forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Thanks, Bing. Wayne, yourself.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for inviting me to this podcast, Zeke. I'm also a long-time listener. I was there since the beginning.
Good.
All 6-7 episodes ago.
8
episodes ago. Thank you for the correction. I've been at CPEC for, I think, 16 years now. And that's why I was almost a friend at Ping before. I'm pretty sure Ping's been there longer than that, because he was one of my Sunday school teachers when I first came.
Oh,
so
someone's got their math wrong.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. Okay. My math's pretty correct.
You're pretty good.
Yeah. Ping's been here longer than he thinks.
It's been humble. Fighting.
I am married to JC. During the week, I am an IT consultant.
Okay, sure.
And I don't really have much more to say. My favorite color is green. I think most people who know me, that is one of my defining facts that people do ask me for.
Yes.
People have asked me if I don't wear green sometimes to church, people do ask me why I'm not, or if I am wearing green.
I can't believe how committed you are to that.
I am.
Like, green. I love
green,
red.
He's wearing green shorts.
I am wearing green
you
shorts
love
right
it
now.
That much.
I'm almost overcommitted to it. It's overcommitted. I'm in too deep at this stage.
It's never too deep. You can pull yourself out, man. It's okay. Yeah. You don't have to. Turn a new leaf.
Yeah, and I think that's probably most of it. I don't really know what else I have to say about myself.
Nope, that's cool. Let's start it there or finish it there, whichever way you've listened to this podcast.
Yeah.